Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, who just got back from a little trip of your own. You were in Washington.
I did. I attended the National League of Cities. Commissioner Jared McKee, Jason Hilgers went for a day or two, and then Jared Wasinger, who's an assistant to the city manager, also flew to, through Dallas on the way and through Chicago coming home. And so we've been trying, we patronize our local airport, you know.
And how was the trip? Being in Washington, D.C. right now, I'm sure it's just kind of a sea of lawyers. But other than that, how's it been?
Oh, we didn't see it. We were at a big conference hotel center. There were over 2,000 people there, people from all over the country. They had wonderful workshops. I attended one on underlying broadband service for emergency services that will be called FirstNet, and it'll be coming to more prominence in years to come as all of the emergency services use it, and it's secure. We met two of the city commissioners from Lawrence there and the mayor of Wichita. I attended a workshop sponsored by the Kauffman Foundation on entrepreneurship, and they're having a workshop this summer and inviting city officials. There was another workshop on apprenticeship. That's kind of the big buzz these days, is talking about entrepreneurship and apprenticeship. So, but otherwise, they were just wonderful sharing sessions. We're able to talk about some of the good things that Manhattan has done and the other communities are really interested in. I call it our partnering that we're doing with the surrounding counties and Fort Riley and K-State, and working together to try to achieve things and not concentrating on those things that, you know, that divide us. So it was a wonderful learning experience for me as a first-timer. And I've attended last fall Association of the U.S. Army. There is an organization just for communities that have Army installations close by or near. And so this is probably my third trip total to Washington, D.C. The other thing that's always we had to divide up because a workshop for university communities and a workshop for military communities were at the same time. And
Manhattan fits a lot of things.
Boy,
we do a lot.
You know. So they were both fascinating. The one with university, we ran into a representative of the International Town Gown Association that we joined a couple of years ago that focuses on what are the issues of university towns. And that, just as when we focus on issues for military-related partnerships and issues, it really helps us to interact with other communities and their representatives, so that you realize you're not an island out here and there's no help out there, because sometimes there are great ideas from those other communities, and it's important to, for me at least, to open my mind in a more broad way so that we bring things home.
Brady Bowman here with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, who just heard speaking. Also got Manhattan's city manager Ron Fear in the studio, and also had the St. Patrick's Day parade Saturday. Always a big thing that Manhattan does. Just maybe a few quick thoughts on the parade Saturday.
Well, I was
gone.
No, you were here.
We made
it back on Wednesday, last Wednesday. But the St. Patrick's Day parade was wonderful. And I took up a position on south of Raleigh House, I guess, and was able to watch it all and snapped some photos on my camera, just like everybody else. And I had just a good time. St. Patrick's Day. There were one of the things was so many children were there and families, and actually I was a little bit concerned for some of the kids because the parents were letting them go further and further out into the street, and sometimes when I had to drive a big old pickup one time with a candidate and trying to drive through there. It's really scary when the kids are hugging in from the sides. And so I would just caution parents to make sure your children are back. I know they're interested in the candy, but it does create a hazard.
And you're still in the St. Patrick's Day spirit, too, yes. Wearing some green or shamrock.
I'm not ready to give it up yet.
Well, again, we do have a city commission meeting tonight. And before we take that break, real quick, Ron, if you want to go over a few consent agenda items.
Sure. We've got a contract with HDR Engineering out of Olathe. These are for some modernization of mechanical and electrical systems at our wastewater treatment plant. Eventually, it'll be about $1.8 million in projects, and this contract is for just under $180,000, something we've had in our capital improvements program and planned. Commissioners received an update at a recent work session. We also are asking the commission to award a contract to R.M. Burrill General Contractors of Manhattan in the amount of $146,148 for improvements at the Douglas Center with the use of community development block funds for various electrical and mechanical bathroom and locker room and ADA improvements, as well as upgrades to the HVAC system there as well. We've got a seasonal mowing contract. Now that we got a little bit of rain, that won't be long before we got to get the mowers out again. And so it's with Little Apple Lawn and Landscape for some of our mowing areas in the community, just for $37,925. Also, award of a contract to White Star Machinery of Manhattan in the amount of $60,709 for a compact track loader. This is for our stormwater division. And then also we're asking the commission to approve a kind of a bulk chemical purchase for some of our swimming pools as we get ready to fire those up, because the weather is going to get warmer eventually.
I can't wait. Actually, towards the end of this week, we'll see some mid-70s. Might be a little cloudy, but we'll see some mid-70s. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll come back, talk more with Ron Beard, Linda Morse. Maybe put them on the In Focus hot seat. Find out after the break.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the